This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Parliament has passed the Appropriation Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha returning it to the lower house after discussion. Lok Sabha has already given its approval to the Appropriation Bill. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlighted that government's budgeting is transparent and realistic. She said centre is giving over 57,381 crore rupees for Economic Stabilization Fund. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the Narendra Modi government has initiated performance-based politics in the country instead of the politics of vote bank. Replying to a discussion on demand for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways in Lok Sabha last evening, Mr. Vaishnav said, "The Modi government has brought big changes in the railways in the last decade and has worked on all dimensions of the sector." Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, has informed that all the Indian sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. Mr. Sinha informed this while addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi. Addressing the briefing, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, yesterday said petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantity throughout the country.
Crude availability is normal. Our refinery is operating at the highest level. There is no shortage at retail outlets. Petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantities. Regarding natural gas, the government is making efforts to ensure that commercial LPG consumers shift to PNG, as this would be beneficial. The government is actively working in this direction.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar discussed global challenges with a particular focus on the situation in West Asia and its impact on energy security with foreign ministers of various European Union countries during his recent visit to Brussels. Additional Secretary Gulf at the Ministry of External Affairs, Aseem Mahajan, informed that the mission team of India is on the ground to assist for the early return of the 15 Indian crew members of the oil tanker Safe Sea Vishnu. Indian Embassy in Doha has said Qatar Airways operated 5 flights to India yesterday, bringing back over 1,600 Indian nationals amid ongoing airspace restrictions in Qatar. The embassy said the airline plans to expand connectivity from today with flights to 9 Indian destinations. Meanwhile, the conflict in West Asia has intensified. Iran's state-affiliated Mizan News Agency has confirmed the death of General Ghulam Reza Soleimani, head of the Revolutionary Guards Basij Force. Earlier, Israel said Soleimani and Ali Larijani, secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, were killed in overnight strikes. However, Iran has not confirmed reports of Larijani's death. The Trinamool Congress has released its candidate list for the 2026 West Bengal Assembly elections, announcing nominees for 291 of 294 seats. Three Darjeeling Hills constituencies have been left to ally Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha. Party Chief Mamata Banerjee will contest again from Bhavanipur, where the BJP has fielded leader of opposition Subhendu Adhikari. The party has dropped 74 sitting MLAs, retained 135 and shifted 15 to new constituencies. Meanwhile, for the Keralam Assembly elections, the Indian National Congress has released its list of 55 candidates, while the Aam Aadmi Party has announced 21 candidates. In badminton, in the opening day of the Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament, women's singles, Akarshi Kashyap defeated Wai Li of Chinese Taipei at the Palais des Sports in France in a qualifier match this evening. She won the match by 21-17, 21-19. And that is the end of this news bulletin.